Hey everyone, it's Donna Fox. How are you? How are you? It's the 20th of February. My gosh, I can't believe it. Seems like it was just January a minute ago. January 1st or something. Anyway, hi, this is Donna Fox, and we're talking about the Akashic Records tonight. We're talking about using the Akashic Records in your life and what's meaningful for you. And we take your calls, too. So, you know, this is a special time for you to call in and ask your questions. You can call in and talk to us at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515, or if you're in the San Francisco area, 415-287-0074. And I looked at the calendar, and oh my goodness, it's going to be, I'm pretty sure I started doing this work, doing the radio show in 2006. I'm pretty sure. And so I would think that that would be a while. That's like 5 years, I think. Anyway, I've got to double check the archives, but I think that's what it is. I think the archives only go to 2007, but maybe they go farther if I actually signed in. But it's been a long time, and every Sunday night, we've been talking together. And I hope you've learned some things along the way. I hope you have come to know yourself better, because that's what the Akashic Records are all about. The Akashic Records are here to help you move into your own divinity. The Akashic Records are here to really help you understand more of who you are, more of what you want to be, and information of how to actually get it. And so my goal has been to be a beacon for those people who want to know more about themselves. And I was fortunate enough to talk to a couple of my students this past week who have said that that's exactly what happened. That's what happened with them when they came to the classes to learn how to access their own records. And, you know, one of the things that I do believe in very deeply is I believe in destiny. And I believe in that, but I also believe that we create our own destiny. In the fact that we come in with an agenda, we come in with a series of things, but we have a series of experiences we want to experience, or I don't want to call them lessons, but you can call them lessons if you want. They're really more like they're experiences. They're a desire for experience. And when we create that agenda prior to coming into body, we align ourselves with free will choice. So, yes, there is a destiny. The same way, you know, you can go from Cleveland to Chicago a variety of different ways. You can go from Cleveland to Los Angeles a whole bunch of different ways. And it depends on what road you take, what experiences you're going to have along the way. You're still going to get to Los Angeles. Some might take you longer and take you to the mountains. Some might take you to the desert. Some might take you around the coast of the ocean. It depends on the way you just choose to go. And the same way with life. We have a destiny of where we're going, and we know that we're on this planet in body for a minimal amount of time when we compare it to eternity. Because we are eternal beings. We are eternal spiritual beings of light and have taken on this costume, this body, to experience things. And sometimes those experiences are not what we expected. Or at least they look better in the window. And once we tried them on, we didn't like it. So, you know, I say this because when I say I believe in destiny, I believe that we have a certain curriculum that we have etched out for ourselves. But I also know that we have a path that we align ourselves with. And if we get off the path, or if in fact we want more guidance in how to get back on the path, we need to pray. And whoever you pray to is what that's all about. You have to be willing to surrender to the openness of your heart and for the allowing of the information to come forward. There's nothing wrong with walking around with "I don't know." Sometimes we really don't know. And that's at that point when we really don't know is when we have to dig deep within ourselves and move into allowing. And what the Akashic Record work does is help you understand what that allowing is all about. At the same time, it helps you understand more about the guidance of which way to go. So I access the records through a holy prayer, and it's a specific sacred prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. I've been working with the Akashic Records for going on 15 years now. Seems like an incredibly long time, and yet an incredibly short time. But I would imagine that in the realm of spirituality and spiritual teachers, those of us who have worked in our craft for years have experience that has helped us hone ourselves. Not that any of us are done with our journey by no stretch of the imagination. We're still works in progress. But it's really important to understand that when you come to a teacher who's been doing their work for a long time, you're going to receive information and insight that you may not have gotten from a book or from an online class or from someone who has just started out. Not that we all, I'm not trying to put people down who are just starting out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you're picking your teachers, pick the ones that you feel aligned with and find the ones with the most experience to have them share with you. Doesn't mean you can't go to someone who's just new into their modality, but it does. What I am saying is, along with that new person, do choose to go with a teacher who has been around for a while. Because then you get the best of both worlds. You get a new perspective from this exciting new person that is just starting out, and then you get a seasoned look at how to do things. So in a workshop with the Akashic Records, you actually learn how to access your own Akashic Records. It's not just saying the prayer. There's so much more to just learning the prayer. The prayer is, quite frankly, just words. But those words are sacred, and they're like they are a vibrational key. And they shift the energy to make the information accessible. But what happens in a workshop is there is a divine intervention of energy. It's a divine intervention of energy that is in agreement and in alignment with your soul's purpose. And when you allow yourself to open to the energy of the Akashic Record and allow yourself to be willing to know miracles can't happen. Information comes forward in ways that you'd never expect. And information comes forward that is so profound that you know that you personally weren't, quote-unquote, just thinking it. Now, when you access the Akashic Record energy of your own being, your own soul, it is your information. But the way the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record come forward with the information creates a profundity that is specific for you. So when you journal your answers, you can journal them, and at first you'll think you're not even really getting anything. But the more you write it, and you can even, as you're writing, you're thinking, well, I already know this. Well, this, what is this about? And then all of a sudden you go back to it an hour later or 2 days later, and you reread it, and it's as if the words have transformed, and they've changed. And you read what you've written, you say, my goodness, this is good. I write this? And so what's being said here is that the work of the Akashic Records is a very important way, or a very meaningful way, for you to take your next step. And so that's, I'd like to talk about what, if you're attracted to the Akashic Record energy, how the Akashic Records can help you. If you have a question about your life tonight, about which way to go, or their masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records won't necessarily tell you what to do. But they will ask you questions that will help you define what you want to do. Because we truly have all the answers inside of us. It's the questions that trip us up. Because sometimes we don't even know what to ask to find out what we want. And so that's part of what the show is about. The show is about asking questions. The show is about calling in and asking questions and just having a conversation about what it is you truly want. So I encourage you all to call in. Call in with your joys. Call in with your questions. Call in whatever way makes sense for you. So I received an email today from a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Joanne. And she lives in California. In fact, she works with Rayon. Rayon's been on the phone, on the show many times. But she sent me this email, and maybe you folks have seen this on YouTube, but it is 1 million V-Star children and Howard McCrae, or McCrary, I think his name is. And these children are singing Change the World. And you can find it on YouTube by just going to the YouTube. If you just put in the Change the World, and it's Change the World by 1 million V-Star children and Howard McCrary. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is such power in this because they show the 1 million children. And what's interesting is they're actually surrounding this, evidently must be a hall of some kind. I don't really know where it's at. But what they're surrounding is something that looks very much like a spaceship, even though it's a building. But what's interesting is that as you listen to the song being sung by these 1 million children, it is so immensely powerful. And they do pictures of, overview pictures of these kids. And it's kind of gives you an idea of what is 1 million. And then you take a look at these aerial views of what 1 million beings look like. And it's profound. The idea here is that we have an opportunity to literally change the change ourselves, change our planet, even change the direction for which you think the planet is going. And the words of this song is beautiful, but beyond that, it's about thinking about how each and every one of us, the billions of people that are on this planet, carry a light within them that is so profound because it's a part of the divine. And when we focus on that light that is the oneness that we have, all of a sudden the anger melts away. All of a sudden the hatred melts away, if we allow it. And there's the big word, allow. So we are, what the masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying tonight is, what are you willing to allow in your life today? What peace are you willing to receive? What love are you willing to receive? And the willingness and the allowing is a very important discernment. Many people walk around not wanting to open themselves up to be vulnerable. Many people walk around thinking they can do it all themselves. And I'm sure they can. There's many capable people out there. When I say do it all, I mean if they have problems in their life or if they're going to, quote-unquote, make it on their own, etc. But the reality is, no one does anything on their own. Because there is always something or someone aiding them in some way. Now, I'm sure that there might be a few people out there that would not agree with that. So, give a call. Let's talk. You don't have to agree with me. In fact, that would make it fun if you didn't. Let's have a talk. You can call 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. I also got an email, and I'm going to read this directly because I want to honor the person who sent it to me. Now, for those people who have never gotten their emails from the universe, I highly recommend it. You can go to www.tut.com and sign up for the notes. It's called Notes from the Universe. But I got this email the other day that really made me stop and think, because I consider myself a pretty spiritual person, and I like to think that I have conversations with God every day. However, conversations with God are different than relying on God. Conversations are different than asking. And so many times we've been taught not to ask. And so that's where I can do it myself comes in. And so this email starts out, just curious, Donna, But when was the last time you relied upon me? You know, consciously realized you weren't alone as you went about your daily affairs, choosing a path, finding a parking place, or a new friend, or a great idea, and expected at least a little something. Well, let's just say we do it more often. And then at the bottom was a P.S. that says, Donna, let there be no day you greet, no room you walk into, no street you drive upon, no plane you fly, no boardroom you rally, no mountain you climb, no dance, no parking lot, dance floor, beer hall or jacuzzi you frequent, that you don't consciously realize you aren't alone and expect a little something. And what we need to realize and what we need to go back to is the basic idea that we are not alone. We have with us a whole legion of angel guides or spirit guides, whatever you want to say, not only that, but we also have this wonderful divine connection with the Almighty Creator. And that Almighty Creator is a part of you. You are an outpouring of that love. And so it's time for us to really move into our spirituality, the love of God, the love of self. You know, we talk about ascension. Ascension can't happen without love. Ascension are just words. I don't care how many ceremonies you do. If you're not carrying divine, ultimate, unconditional love in your heart, you're not going anywhere but staying on earth. Love can heal wounds. Love can move mountains. And it's if you don't know what love means, and there's many people who don't, you know, there's many people who say, talk about love, but they have no idea what it looks like, what it feels like, or what it thinks like, or even what it acts like. So it's time for you to really define what love is all about for you. You know, unconditional love also doesn't mean laying down without boundaries. Unconditional love doesn't mean letting anyone hurt you that feels like it. That's not what love is. Love is having the respect enough for yourself, to love yourself enough, so you do not allow anyone to hurt you. And there's I call it an Akashicism. I've mentioned it before on the show. It came to me a few years ago. I was in a consultation with a client, and I normally don't remember the subject matter. This particular Akashicism was so profound that I had to write it down, and I copyrighted it because, and it was permission of the client, by the way, and I'm going to say it to you right now. And so this is directly from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And so this is the first way I'm going to say this for you. And if you'd like a copy of it, you can email me. I'm happy to give you email you a copy. Now, it goes like this. I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved even by myself. I'm going to say it again. I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved even by myself. Now, when that first came forward, I thought it was a little awkward. And I said, can you clean this up a little bit? Because it just seems a little awkward the way it's being said. And so the masters, teachers, and loved ones explained to me that it should be stated exactly the way I just stated it. And it's and the way it's stated there is like a mantra, like a pep talk, like a rally for your personality. So if you were to say it as if to say, I love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved, even by myself. You say it with force, with assertiveness, with determination. It's a call to arming your heart with love. I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved, even by myself. And what the master teachers and loved ones told me to do also is to take all the knots out of that set statement. So if you have it written down, you'll see that it says, I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved, even by myself. So when you take the knots out, it says, I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to love. I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to be loved, even by myself. I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to be loved, even by myself. And when I did that, it was so profound for me. And so I want to encourage you to move into your heart tonight. If you're listening to this program, there's a reason for it. Nothing is by accident when it comes to the universe talking to you about what you need. And it's brought to you in many different ways. Listening or just stumbling upon this program is no accident. So do call in, will you? Do call in and talk and share your feelings. Because I've got to tell you, I was reading an article today. It was an interview with Julia Cameron and the Science of Mind issue. Of the February issue. And I was reading this article. It was a real nice article. It's kind of like her story and what she's kind of been going through and just kind of stories about what's going on in her life. And it was about her book, The Creative Life, True Tales of Inspiration is the book. And all of a sudden I come upon this one point, and she says, I think of myself as a place and not a person. I'm like a big willow tree with some shade. I am a place where they gather, and while they're gathered in the shade of the tree, they have realizations. That brought me to tears. It brought me to a huge realization, because that's what I want to be. That's what I'd like to be for you. Those of you who are listening, I'd like to offer you a place to gather. And while you're gathered, you have realizations. And I realized, again, from a conversation I was having with some of my students this week, that I have offered that. That, my friends, is my destiny. My destiny is to help people find their realizations. And there's lots of different ways that I'm doing that. The same way with you. you can realize your destiny in so many different ways. It's never just one way. It never is. It's always about choice. But it always is about becoming acutely and vigilantly aware of your surroundings so that you are able to really grasp, embrace, and notice when the pieces of your destiny come forward. And so when I'm talking about destiny, I'm speaking of it from a place of passion. Because one cannot create their destiny unless they're absolutely passionate about it. You must be passionate about creating your destiny. And you cannot create your destiny without being passionate with life. Unless, of course, that's your destiny, of not being passionate. But if there's something you want to create, is there some place you want to go, if there's something you want to do, then your ability to become passionate about it will give you the fortitude to move forward. So, again, would love to talk to someone. There's so much that's here for you. There's so many ways you can ask questions. Just dial in and call and talk. There was a poem, I don't even know if I have it on this computer or not, that was written for my grandson that I wrote for my grandson. It was called In the Driver's Seat. I don't know if I have it. I have to look. It's coming forward that I need to read this to you. But I may not have it. Maybe a different computer, so I guess I can't do it. Yep, I guess. I guess I can't. So for whatever reason, it's not here for you. I'll find it on a different computer, but I don't want to put it on right now. Maybe that's not it. Wait. Anyway, what was interesting about this poem, It was from my grandson when he was born. It was all about being in the driver's seat, and it was about choices. And so it was just emulating what we've already been talking about. So that's that. So, my friends, I love you. I'd like to talk to you some more. It's now 11:32 my time, and so I'm going to give the phone numbers one more time. And if, in fact, you'd like to call in, that'd be great. You can also email your question to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. That's the email. And I think, and I guess I'm pretty sure next week's our anniversary, as I mentioned. 5 or 6 years or whatever it is. I've got to double check with Don. So you can email me your questions or you can call in. And here the phone numbers are 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, or 415-287-0074. So, that's what we're doing tonight. We're talking about destiny. We're talking about how to create your destiny. We're talking about passion. We're talking about whatever it is, actually, that you want to talk about. So if you're out there and you'd like to ask a question, you don't have to stay on the subject. You can ask about anything you'd like. Okay. Have The other question, we were talking about, I'm just going to go to another subject here. There is a man by the name of Bratzo, and he does something called gazing. And if you're curious about what he does, you can go to BRACOAmerica.com. And what we're going to do is from what I understand, he's coming to San Diego. And the reason I mentioned San Diego is because there's some friends of mine there. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Nick from Sarasota. How are you?
I'm good, Nick. How are you? What's up? How you doing?
Well,
are you still
up
in Sarasota?
I'm Sarasota, Florida, yes. I'm trying to create my destiny, and I'm still stuck. And I'm trying to move forward, and I have a lot of blockages, and not one of the biggest ones is economic, and lack of money, lack of funds. I am trying to manifest. I'm trying to do things that are, and to move forward, and to get out of my rut, and to move on beyond Sarasota, but it just seems to be a lot of obstacles.
Okay.
And also, I would like to, you know, I would, if I could get passionate enough and maintain that level of passion, then that would be a huge help.
What do you want to
do? Well, I need to get out of Sarasota. I mean, I could go back on the road with a show, which is what I used to do, and I did blow one opportunity. I was just wondering what maybe the records see for me. I've been selling off material things just to get cash, but also to lighten my load so I can leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, the idea is that where do you want to go? In other words, you want to get out of Sarasota, but what's your plan?
Well, I was going to go to Reno to visit my friends in the clinic and then get healthy enough.
Okay.
I actually think I found out part of what my problem was is that I'm a type O blood type, and I have not been eating properly for that type, and I have been kind of working against myself.
You mean are you a vegetarian or something?
No. I should be eating red meat. I should be
eating things. That's what I said. There was that's what I meant. Have you been a vegetarian rather than be eating red meat?
No, I've been eating pork. I've been eating a lot of wheat. I've been eating vegetables that are just not right for me at all, and they have been kind of working against me.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing I'm getting too, Nick, is that there's candida in your system.
Ah.
Okay. And the candida is from all the fermentation.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, first of all, part of getting healthy is getting rid of all the junk in your system, your toxins. But the other piece is you don't need a lot of money to do that. Just cut out wheat. Just cut out anything with leavening.
Okay.
You know, anything that has fermentation. I mean, from vinegar to mayonnaise.
Okay. You know, and wine too.
Oh, yeah. I think you ferment wine, don't you, somehow?
Yeah. Duh.
I think you have to ferment beer, too. I could be wrong, but, you know. So the idea is that it's really about the fermentation or the candida is causing mood swings within you. And it's making the depression bigger.
Okay. I got
so,
that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's real important. Say again?
That's completely understandable.
Good. So, you know, if you can change your diet to you know, meat and chicken, you know, beef and chicken, you know, and fish, all right, then the idea here is that, and get the good oils in there, you know, like olive oil and you know, and a little butter now and then. It's not about clogging up but it's really about eating the good stuff. Because what's happening is there has to be a nourishing of your body.
Okay.
It's a nurturing too. It's really about nurturing. because it's been depleted. So the so that's there. Now, the other piece about manifesting getting out of Sarasota, they're also saying is it's really about writing out a plan. There's a fear that if you leave Sarasota, you won't know what to do with yourself.
Okay.
Can you identify with that?
I can identify by that, yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is, I want to get out of Sarasota, I want to get out of Sarasota, and there's a part of you that says, oh, shit, what am I going to do if I go out of Sarasota? It's like, yeah, nice, I'm going to go get, you know, clean. But then what do I do? And then the fear comes in.
Yeah.
So then you get blocked. And so that's why you're going around in circles like a hamster on a treadmill.
There is that, yes. I mean, I did have some goals to go out to Reno and then perhaps go to Indiana. And I was going to, like you suggested, and also the spirit talk lady a few weeks ago, as well as you did, it had suggestions. It's like the energy is, it's a negative vortex for me down here, and I just need to move on. And
right.
So I'm kind of working on that to indeed move on.
So how much money would it take for you to get out of town?
I don't know, $600 to $700.
How much?
Maybe a thousand. My charge cards are maxed, and I'm gonna need money for gas.
Right.
So,
okay. Yeah. All right. So the reality is that it's about creating a plan of what you need so you can go out and get it.
Okay.
So the idea here is, it's like, what are you going to do with your place that you're living in now?
I actually have it up for sale.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do that. There may be an issue with not paying lot rent, and as a result, having some kind of court action that I have to deal with. That's complicated things now. But I'm sorting through that.
But if you get the right amount for your space, right?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get enough right amount for your space, then what will happen is that you can pay the back lot rent, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is moving into an opening of being willing to leave it. The other piece is that do you have it on sale with a realtor, or is it just the folks there? Is it a trailer?
It's a very nice double wide mobile home, almost a triple wide is the way it looks. And I have this sign in the window. I need to go on Craigslist.
Uh huh.
And kind of pursue it that way.
And do you want to use a realtor or not?
Well, realtors down here cannot handle. I mean, I would have to have a person that brokers this kind of thing, because a real estate person down in Florida is not licensed to handle mobile homes, because you're not buying the property.
You're buying. Yeah. Okay.
You're buying the actual dwelling.
Okay.
And you're renting the lot that you're on.
And is the park willing to handle it for you? Do you know if you leave?
The park is willing to handle it for me if I can pay the back rental. But that's now tied up with a lawyer, so I have to... It's just gotten complicated in that respect.
Right, right. And do you have a friend that could handle it for you as far as just showing it?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So the reality is as much as it might be complicated with an attorney... But that's why they have faxes and scanners and U.S. mail that can get you the proper, you can go back and forth. So it's not like you have to be there to do it, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's really about looking at all the things that you think are blocks.
Okay.
And then figuring out or asking guidance to move them over.
Okay.
So for example, Okay, so we've kind of eliminated a couple right now. You know, you say, okay, I gotta shift my diet so I can become more of myself. So I have, my mind's not foggy, and I don't have cravings.
Exactly.
So we got that handled. Now we have the idea of the lot rent is that it's with an attorney, and I don't have to worry about that. And it's for sale, and I've got a friend that'll show the place if I need to go early, right?
Right.
Okay, got that done. All right, so now all you need is $1,000 for gas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what are your options to get? What options do you have to manifest $1,000, and how fast do you want to do it?
In the next couple of weeks, and what I've been doing is actually I've got a person that's been buying artwork from me and buying furniture.
Okay.
And he's only been able to spend so much a week. And then there's also a swap meet where I've been selling stuff. And I've actually been doing quite a bit, quite well, because I have nice stuff to get rid of. And it's just stuff I'm not interested in anymore.
And have you put it up on Craigslist?
I have, but not much response.
Okay. All right. So is there any other free advertising anywhere around?
Not really.
Could you have a house sale?
I could have. Well, I guess I could have a house sale.
I mean, are you allowed to do that in your development?
You cannot have. I suppose you could have a house sale in the house, but you can't have like a yard sale or anything.
Okay. So you could actually open it up if you wanted to, right?
Right. I think so. I would
and
have
so
to have
the
like
idea,
an estate sale.
Yeah. So the other piece is that, in other words, like, so the money that you're getting for the stuff that you're selling, what are you doing with it?
I was paying off some bills with it and using it for some recreational self-medication things that I should not have been spending it on. But I think that's self-medication for the mood swing.
Well, yeah, the idea here is that if you get rid of the mood swings, maybe you can handle the addictions better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is it's about retraining yourself about which is better.
The immediate or the goal. Yeah, having a passion for the goal is outweighs wanting to self-medicate. To do drugs.
But that's because you just want to be numb.
Yeah.
And the numbness comes from the fear of living.
I understand that.
Yeah. And so what are you so afraid of?
Just kind of moving ahead and knowing what I want and just being successful. I don't know. It's like it's been something that's gone on for a long time.
So are you afraid of the failure?
In some ways, I feel like I've already failed, and I feel like I've kind of disgraced myself because I've backed out of jobs. I've just sort of panicked about going ahead and doing things, and it's like I never used to be that way. And
you
used
need
to be
some B50s. Your nervous system's all screwed up. You know that?
Yeah.
So this is a cheap drug. You can go to Walmart and get it. Don't recommend Walmart. But, you know, what I'm saying is you can go to a health food store. You can go to Trader Joe's. You get Trader Joe's or Whole Foods there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's at Trader Joe's here in Cleveland anyway, like 100 B50s, are like $4.
So what you're saying is B-complex?
No, I'm saying B50.
What is B50?
There's folic acid in there. It's not a, you don't want a complex. It's B50.
Okay.
Okay, and you can get 100 tablets for $4, and you take one a day.
Okay.
I guarantee you within a week you're going to start feeling better.
Okay.
Okay, and it because it has a lot of stuff in it, but it really just supports your nervous system in a big way.
Okay.
I've known people to get off to antidepressants because of it.
And it's called B50. B as in boy.
Yeah, B50. That's it. Easy. And don't take, like, oh, well, one's good. I should take two. No. Just take one.
Okay.
One a day with a meal.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
And it's natural, and it's not going to hurt you, and it's cheap, and it's, okay, B50. And the other piece is that it's really about really writing down a plan of what you want and then literally taking a percentage of everything you make and throwing it somewhere towards that grand for the gas.
Well, I've been giving money that I've made to a friend to hold for me just because
good.
I know that I am not, it's not good for me to have extra money around.
For sure, no. That's great. But we were talking about fear before.
Right.
So if you're not afraid of failure, and you, it's really about moving forward, and are you afraid of success?
No, I just want to move forward, and I just don't feel that this space down here, there's something about this location for me that's not good.
Well, that's true, but the reality is you have to have a plan. Otherwise,
right, okay.
Fear is going to come in and get you every time. Because what happens is if it's, I agree, there is not that the energy down there is not good. But if you leave there without a plan, Nick, your fear is going to get you.
All right.
And part of that plan has to be your passion.
Well, I was.
It's not just the passion. Get out of there. It's what do you want to do once you're out?
Right. Well, I was going to end up eventually in Indiana and go back to being a stagehand and becoming, just being around younger people. Being down here
You were going to go back to Indiana and do what, I'm sorry?
And become a stagehand again.
Oh, a stagehand, okay.
Yeah, I'm a union stagehand.
Yeah, I know. But the reality is, when you go back to being around younger people and a stagehand, you're going to be around all the stuff that's addictive.
Right.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
In a university community, it's actually not that addictive in that area. It's a pretty intelligent bunch of people.
Okay.
A lot more stimulating for me. Are we going in circles here?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So how do you break your circle?
I guess have a passionate plan.
Gosh, good. Yeah. See, the idea here is, yes, the energy is not great there, but unless you have a way, unless you have a decided way to move out of there, that's not going to put you back into what you don't want to be in. You're gonna get out of one cage and into another.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I need to.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just. I don't know. I have skills at being a craftsman, and I really need to get those to be able to use my hands and to make things again. I need to get into that kind of scenario.
Okay.
Which is what brought me to Sarasota to begin with.
All right.
So, going back to making things is I guess a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure being able to. I don't know how prevalent jobs are, you know, in the theatrical business or for making things. I'm a prop man basically, and I don't know. It's just hard for me to realize solutions at this point.
One of the things that I'm receiving is that there are historical places in Indiana and in Michigan that need craftsmen.
Okay.
I'm hearing, like, Greenfield Village.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, the, when they put displays up, they need craftsmen to create the displays.
Okay.
You may want to look into that.
I'll look into that.
Yeah. Because I think you might find interesting things there.
Okay. Okay. I will search around in that vein because there may be some possibilities. Something might crop up, and I think something probably will.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, you have what's being asked of you is not only to create a plan, but when you get in the throes of fear about the plan, you need to write it down.
Okay.
In a separate notebook, because otherwise you can't see your patterns. You're a very smart guy, and you're going to figure out your patterns, but the way you hide is through your mood swings, the impulse, and then if you just try to think it out rather than writing it out, you know, remember that because you work so well with your hand, you have this hand-brain connection. If you eliminate your hands with your thoughts, you only have one part of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, because of, actually, that's the way when I learn something, I always write things down, because I have the, that way of imprinting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always found that that's the way that, I'm able to retain things. I mean, I've done that since I was in, that's how I got through college. I wrote everything down. And I've been writing everything down ever since. Like, whenever I learn a new show, I just write everything down.
Well, the same thing goes with your life.
Okay. There was, you mentioned the email address for Notes from the Universe.
Yes.
But I didn't clearly get what that was.
Well, it's a website where you sign up for Notes from the Universe.
Okay. And it was key
and
then, something.
And the website for Notes from the Universe is the three W's.
Uh-huh.
T as in Tom, U. T. So it's TUT.com.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep. That's
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, Mike Dooley is the person who heads that up, and he's an amazing guy. He's got some very interesting CDs, too. So you may want to delve into that. And you could probably get them used or get them at the library.
Okay.
I mean, just because you don't want to spend just... Although... If you're driving across country, does your car have a CD player?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you might want to invest in some of his stuff because it's wonderfully inspirational.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, great. This has been a good help, as you always have
Thank
given
you.
Me wise things to think about and help to move forward.
Well, that's what the program's all about. I'm so glad you called.
Great. Thank you so much, Donna.
Yeah, thank you, and keep in touch. Let me know what's going on.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Much love
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, please do. Good. Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. We talk. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones have things to tell you. It sounds like it's not a conversation between friends, but necessarily, it's really a conversation between the masters, teachers, and loved ones. Is there someone else on the line? Hello?
Yes, hello, Donna?
Yes.
Yes, hi. This is Cheryl from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cheryl?
Okay, good. I enjoy listening to your show. I really do.
Thank you.
I just wanted to find out if there were any things that the angels, guides, and teachers could tell me about my desire to move to New Mexico and Belize.
Okay. All right. Now, where does your they want to know what's in your heart?
Well, I'm thinking maybe to get a place, you know, get a house in both places, except I want to have to keep going back and forth.
Well, you don't have to keep going back and forth. You can go to one place for a few months and another. You know what I mean? Spend half a year in each if you want. But the idea here is it has to do with a vibrational pull. Now, you've been to both places, correct?
No, actually, I haven't been to either one of them.
Then it's time to go.
I've been to places near them. You know, I kind of know what they feel like and what's there and stuff because I've been to places right near them.
Well, but what's being said there here, though, Cheryl, is that you need to take a good 2 to 3 weeks, if not a month, in each place. You need to go and be in the place. You need to look before you make any decisions. Because there's energy areas you're going to want to go in or not go in. Do you know people in both places?
No, actually, I don't.
Well, it's time to get... See? you have to kind of... You know, the idea here is your intention is to move from where you're at, even leave the place where you're at and reestablish yourself. This is really more about aligning your energy. See, what I'm hearing has more to do with you aligning your own personal energy with your soul's intention.
Yeah.
Okay, and your soul's intention it will become more clear when you actually are able to not feel rushed in any decision. What I'm also hearing is that for up to this point in your life, you've either been put upon to make a fast decision or you've expected yourself to make a fast decision, and it's really been uncomfortable in many cases because that's really not the way you work.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I know both those places, the energies are very strong there, and the vortex is in New Mexico, and then the Mayans also are in Belize, and it's tropical, and I love the Caribbean and South America. So.
Right, but the idea, I mean, are you going to keep your house in New Jersey?
No. I'd pay it off.
Well,
you know, sell it and move, yeah.
But before you do that, what I'm hearing is you have the ability to go and spend a month in both places.
Yes.
And if you don't want to be alone, bring a friend.
Okay.
but what's really important, though, is that you need to be alone there for at least some time, because you need to be able to make your own way. You're very capable that way, but you need to understand what you want, where you want it, and how you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now is a time, Cheryl, for you to start using your intuition in a larger way than you ever had before.
Okay.
Because now is the time for you to start relying on yourself. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking advice, but it's your gut, because this is what I'm hearing is this is a huge new step for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So
the idea here is there's nothing wrong with getting a place in both places. Fine. But first, you have to go and make sure that's what you really want.
Okay.
Don't pack up and just on a whim. You really think this one out. Take
go
your
there
time.
And feel, yeah, and go
and
feel
it.
Place.
Uh-huh. And feel both places. You know,
right.
There's a big difference between Belize in New Mexico. And where in New Mexico do you want to be? You want to be in Santa Fe? You want to be in Albuquerque?
That's another thing that I'm not decided on.
Right,
you know,
because
so
you have to go
areas.
And be there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and be there. And you have to experience. You have to see what the spiritual community is like there.
And I may not like the desert with all the sagebrush. Yeah.
Well, you may not like the desert because it's not near the ocean, and you're an ocean person.
Oh, yeah, I'm a water baby, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's very possible that these are going to be wonderful, wonderful places for you to visit, but you're not going to want to live there.
Okay.
But the change in your life is important. And there's nothing wrong with having a coach to help you with your change in life.
Are you a life coach?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Oh, yes. I use the Akashic Records to do life coaching.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I coach. I do life coaching and business coaching through the Akashic Records.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I may be needing your services very soon.
Yeah, you. Okay. Let me give you my private number.
Okay.
And you'll have it.
Just get a pen. All right, great.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Donna.
It's 216.
216.
691.
691.
12.
12.
33.
33. Okay. Donna Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Yeah, I can use you now. Yes, absolutely.
Sure, because even, for example, let's say you decide to buy a place.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, you know, with the permissions of the owners, I can actually open up the records of the land and let you know what's the positives and negatives of moving there.
That would be very important for me to know those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the idea here is it's really about creating a plan, like we were talking to Nick a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's about creating
right.
a plan about what you want. And sometimes, Cheryl, it's very hard to know what you want because it was said earlier, you have the answers inside of you. It's the questions that trip you up.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. It's like I'm not sure even what to ask. You know.
So true.
There's a thing at Passover. Are you familiar with Passover?
I am.
All right. There's a thing at Passover where they have the children ask the four. There's a thing called the four questions.
Yes.
And one of the questions is there's the one that, like the smart guy. I don't remember all of them, but there's a one that gets me every time. Is the child who doesn't know what to ask. And every time I hear that, I realize we're all there because there's so much in our lives that we want to know, but we sometimes don't know how to ask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what a coach is good for. That's what the Akashic Records themselves are good for.
Yeah.
So, for example, this is what I want to know. How do I ask the question?
Because I believe my life is drastically, very soon, well, not for bad, but for good, is going to change.
Oh, you're in the midst of a huge shift right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a couple of weeks or it could be a couple of months, but my life is never going to be the same again. And I want to make the right decisions, you know, and I want to live life to the fullest and be where I'm supposed to be vibrationally doing, you know, serving, doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, and the way to do that is to find where your happiness lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's the joy that it's the joy within your heart that you want to express.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to be inspirational for others. A whole lot of different ways to express joy.
It's a little scary, you know, when I think about it. I think about it kind of in increments instead of the whole picture of the impact of this change.
Sure.
But
that's okay.
That talk is like overwhelming, like, what do I do first? Where do I start?
Well, that's specifically why a coach or somebody asking you and helping you guide you as far as which the way we work is you want to know, you want to really look at what is it that you want to create, and you work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You start like at what it takes to get there, and then there's all sorts of little intricacies that sometimes we forget, but that's why somebody helps us do it.
Right.
I mean, businesses have business plans. Why? And life. That's why you need a life plan.
Mm-hmm. I'll need both very shortly.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your number. I will be calling you, Donna.
I'd love to help you. Love to help you. It's my pleasure. That's what I do. And hopefully,
your shows
this
all the time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good. When did you start listening?
About a year and a half ago.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
yeah.
so glad.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Cheryl, and I hope this has been helpful.
It has been, and thank the angel guides and masters. Thank them for me. Thank you.
I will. Well,
okay.
I look forward to hearing from you. All right,
yes,
dear.
So do I. Okay, bye-bye.
You be well. Bye-bye.
You
bye.
Too. Thank you.
Take care. Blessings. Bye-bye. Well, my friends, we're a little past the hour here. It was a good show. I love it when you call. This is what it's all about. The whole piece is to inspire you to be who you are and you're the greatness of who you are. And in any way that we can help, that's what we're here to do. But we're going to say goodnight. Next week, we're doing an anniversary show, and I have no idea what we're doing, but then the masters, teachers, and loved ones will set it all up perfectly. So, as they always do. So we're going to close the records of the show, but I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all that those who are listening, may their heart be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart divine. A little cough there, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.